Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this session, we shall study some of the Quranic explanations regarding Hajj and Umrah. The first of these is that whatever has been regarded as sanctimonious and sacred in Hajj and Umrah must be revered and honored as a requirement of faith by every Muslim. However, if some other party violates this sanctity, Muslims have been given the right to reply on equal footings. The second of these explanations is that if this violation takes place, then Muslims in no way can take the initiative. They can only reply to a violation. Therefore, if someone violates the sanctity of the Haram by, for example, taking control of Haram, then Muslims can, of course, do a measure which is equal in regard to what they had been facing. The third of these explanations is that the prohibition of hunting while wearing ihram only relates to land animals. It does not relate to sea animals. Therefore, pilgrims can not only hunt sea animals, they can also eat sea animals which have been hunted for others. However, land animals are prohibited, and if anyone does this, then they must atone for it, and it is a grave sin. The atonement can be done in three ways. First, the animal which that person had actually hunted, a similar animal or the same animal should be sent to the Baytullah for sacrifice. If this is not possible, then the price of that animal should be calculated and then the amount should be spent on feeding the poor. And if this is also not possible, then the person should keep a number of fasts, and this number should be equivalent to the number of poor people that he has become liable to feed. Now, as far as the decision regarding the animal which is to be sacrificed, or the price of that animal, or the number of fasts which a person should keep, or the number of poor he should feed, then this has been left to the discretion of two trustworthy individuals, and the person who has committed the sin is not allowed to take part in this decision making. The fourth explanation which the Quran has offered in this regard is that if people who intend to offer Hajj and Umrah are stranded before they reach the place, then what they can do is they can offer sacrifice at that place of any animal, which is of course allowed to them, or they can send an animal to the Baytullah for sacrifice. And after the sacrifice has taken place, they can take off their ihram, and then this would be regarded as their Hajj and Umrah. However, whether they sacrifice that animal on the place where they have been stranded, or whether this sacrifice takes place in the Baytullah, in no case must they shave off their heads before the animal sacrifice has taken place. This has been prohibited and disallowed. However, if a person is sick or he has some ailment in the head, the Almighty has allowed this, and one can shave off one's head before offering animal sacrifice. However, he must atone for this. And the atonement has been mentioned in the Quran as min siyamin aw sadaqatin aw nusuk. He should either fast a certain number of fasts, he should keep a certain number of fasts, or spend some amount in charity, or offer an animal in sacrifice. And as far as the decision is concerned regarding how many fasts should he keep, or how many animals should he sacrifice, or what amount should he spend in charity, that has been left to the person himself. In this regard, the fifth stipulation or the explanation which has been offered by the Quran is that people who are living outside Makkah can offer and combine the Hajj and Umrah in one journey. And the method which can be done or which should be followed in this regard is that they shall first offer the Umrah and then they shall take off their ihram. After that, they shall re-wear the ihram, they will take the ihram and put it on from Makkah on the 8th of Zilhajj, and this ihram would then suffice for the Hajj. However, this is not pleasing in the sight of God. The Almighty wants us that we should take separate journeys for both these rituals. But as a concession, he is allowed so that we can benefit from Hajj and Umrah in the same journey. And in this regard also, we must atone for this. And the atonement which has been fixed in this regard is that a person who offers the Hajj and Umrah in the same journey should offer an animal for sacrifice. That could be a goat, a camel, or a sheep, or a cow. And if this is not possible, then he must fast. He should keep 10 fasts, 3 of them on the days of Hajj, in the days of Hajj, and 7 when he comes back. And as I said, this is just a concession, and in the eyes of the Almighty, it is more desirable if people undertake two separate journeys for Hajj and Umrah. And precisely for this reason, people who are living in the vicinity of the Baytullah, they are not allowed to benefit from this concession. The sixth explanation which has been offered by the Quran is that people can stay in Mina till the 12th of Zilhajj, and they can also extend their stay to the 13th of Zilhajj. In this matter, what really counts is the amount which a person has spent in remembering the Almighty. These then are the six explanations which the Quran has offered regarding Hajj and Umrah. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ